Hello.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Ed. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yep.
Thank you. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, in your own words, your opinion?
The high price of everything.
Okay, the economy, jobs, inflation, that, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. And what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue in your opinion?
Joe Biden?
No. The global environmental issue, the world. Like, for instance, fossil fuels need to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, stuff like that. What do you think is the most pressing global environmental issue?
I don't think none of those things.
Okay.
The President of the United States.
Okay, not a problem. What is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota, your state? What do you think?
Our government.
Okay. And using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? The electric utilities, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. And how about refining? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about the agriculture and farming? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. How about forest products? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. How about mining? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about medical manufacturing? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. All right, along. How would you rate the job each of the following agency and groups do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? County land departments, excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. How about the environmental groups? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. How about Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. Forest and timber industries? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How about U.S. Forest Service? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Poor.
Thank you. And how important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economic? Will you say that it is very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important?
Very important.
Thank you. How significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economic in the future? Will you say that it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, not at all significant?
Very significant.
Thank you. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Will you say more than harvest, same as harvest, fewer than harvest?
More than harvest.
Thank you. Do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, about the same?
The same.
Thank you. Do you think that there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. What impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Will you say positive, no impact, or negative?
Positive.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not? Yes or no?
Um, I don't know the answer to that one.
Okay. Do you feel that it is acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not part of wilderness areas or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Do you feel that it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forests for use as biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use the whole trees harvest from Minnesota's forests for use of biofuels or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Do you consider yourself an active member of an environmental group? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. The Minnesota forest industry is a network of public and private land owners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generates a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employs 69,000 people. Much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component of the Minnesota state economy, a minor component of the Minnesota state economy, or is it a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
Significant.
Thank you. Like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Yes.
Support?
Yes, support.
Thank you. The state of Wisconsin is improving rural economics and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training in operation and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and child care. The investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economic forest and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. I'm going to list several components of the program, and after each, please tell me if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. Create new training programs directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed by the forest industry to include urban, indigenous, migrants, and minority communities. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, child care, and education issues. Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Thank you. Get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Finally, just a few last questions about you and your household. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Tech school.
Technical or grade school or high school? Some
tech school.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age? Between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. How would you describe the community you live in? A large city, a suburban, small town, farm or rural?
Farm rural.
Thank you. Is your annual household income less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 plus?
$50,000 to $75,000.
Thank you. Do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. And which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, white-collar professional service or business owner, business management or administration, retired, a homemaker, a student, or not employed?
Agriculture.
Thank you. Okay. And in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male, a female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. Enjoy the rest of your night. Take care.